This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers matchup with the Ohio State Buckeyes. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down with Nebraska President Hank Bounds to catch up on the week's activities. And let's start with Husker athletics. I know that the search is underway for a new athletic director. Can you give us any kind of an update?
Well, I feel like we're making real progress. This is truly one of America's great universities with one of America's signature athletic programs. And so, lots of people are interested. We're hearing from lots of people. I'm really excited about where we are and what the next few weeks will look like.
Great. Well, we appreciate that update there. I love these halftime chats because I learn so much about what the university is doing to impact our state. So let's go there next. Can you talk about a few things that are going on today across the university that are helping make a difference?
Absolutely. So, I want to frame this by saying that, I'd really like to talk about the big things that Nebraskans care about and how their university is making a difference. And so, the university is in the news a lot. We're doing lots of things right, and we have work to do in some other areas. But I don't want to lose sight of the fact that our university is making a difference in the areas that matter to Nebraska families. We are absolutely incredibly fortunate that Nebraskans have supported quality higher education for almost 150 years now, and today our opportunities to join together to grow Nebraska have never been greater. And so, I think Nebraskans want their children to achieve their dreams. We're the best value in the Big Ten, and we're awarding almost 11,000 degrees a year. And when you think about that, that is 11,000 dreams realized. Nebraskans want great jobs and a strong economy, and we're working on that. Nebraskans care about the success of agriculture and rural communities. It's the backbone of our state. They care about it, and we're focused on it. Nebraskans want our men and women in uniform to be as safe as possible, and we're doing important work there. Nebraskans want great quality of life. They want vibrant academic and athletic programs, and we're hyper-focused on all those issues. So we are really focused on what I believe Nebraskans want us to focus on.
We hear almost on a daily basis in the news discussion about health care. That's a topic that affects everybody everywhere, including all Nebraskans. Where we fit into that here in the state?
Well, that's an area that Nebraskans should really be proud about what we're doing. So let's talk about cancer for just a minute, which is currently the leading cause of death in Nebraska. And I'm guessing most Nebraskans don't know that. Nebraskans want to know that if their loved one, if themselves or their loved one is diagnosed with cancer, and the bad news here is that one out of every two of us, that will happen to, that they're going to get great care, that the world-class Fred and Pamela Buffett Cancer Center is doing just that. It's the boldest public-private partnership in Nebraska's history. When people think about the best cancer research and care in the nation, the Buffett Cancer Center will be in line with Mayo Clinic, MD Anderson, and other top-notch institutions. Nebraskans should be proud to have a facility like this in their state.
Healthcare is a huge thing. You mentioned it earlier, too, about keeping our men and women safe in the military as well, and that's another area that we lead.
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago I was in D.C., and I met with several of our partners in federal agencies, the acronym agencies, I call them, that are part of the Department of Defense. It's an area where we're really making a difference. We are one of the Department of Defense go-to universities to keep our men and women safe, and particularly in the area of combating weapons of mass destruction, whether it's chemical, biological, nuclear, radiological. We are partners with STRATCOM. And when you think about the security concerns of the day, whether it's terrorist to cyber attacks to North Korea, there's a lot of Nebraskans in America. There are a lot of things that we have to worry about. The University of Nebraska is linked arm in arm with the Department of Defense in terms of keeping not only our warfighters safe, but keeping Americans safe.
Wonderful. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, there are so many things that you'd really never think that the university is doing. For most people know that we're educating Nebraskans, but we're also educating students from all 50 states and 136 countries. Patients come from around the world to be treated at the Buffett Cancer Center. The difference that the University of Nebraska makes is certainly felt here at home, but around the globe, and I'm, for one, am so happy that I have the opportunity to be connected to this great university.
Fantastic. We appreciate the update. Enjoy the off week. We'll talk in 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
More Halftime coming up from Memorial Stadium next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.